From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. At a summit in Belgium this weekend, European leaders are meeting to discuss their progress in adopting anti-terrorism measures. France, Britain, Germany, Italy, and Spain are holding people thought to be linked to the Al-Qaeda network of Osama bin Laden. The U.S. is eager to extradite suspects being held in Europe, including two defendants in Britain who appeared in court today. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
If the United States has a strong case against Algerian Lofty Raisi, you wouldn't know it from the proceedings unfolding so far at the Bow Street Court. The U.S. says Raisi is the pilot who trained four of the September 11th hijackers. The 27-year-old Raisi was indicted by an Arizona grand jury and arrested at his home near Heathrow Airport. He'd allegedly made false statements on a medical form when he applied for a pilot's license in the United States. British Crown prosecutors pursuing an extradition proceeding against him on behalf of the U.S. held out the tantalizing prospect that they had in custody a major link to the September 11th attacks. But in the 2 months that have passed since Raisi was first imprisoned, prosecutors have added no charges against him that directly relate to any act of terror. Defense counsel told the court to wave the flag of terrorism without enough evidence to establish links is an unsubstantiated smear. Richard Egan represents Lofty Raisi.
What is noticeable is that every time we've come to court in this case, the links to terrorism appear to get more and more tenuous. What I would say is the American government's case was put very strongly initially when we went to court on the first occasion, and each time we come back to court, it appears to get weaker and weaker.
Raisi sought release on bail today and was turned down for a second time in 2 weeks. He was remanded back to prison to be held over for another month. He can't be extradited, however, until the U.S. demonstrates a credible case, the outlines of which began to emerge today. The U.S. is evidently attempting to link Raisi to another Algerian defendant held in Britain who goes by the alias Abu Doa. Sources close to the investigation say Doa is an Al-Qaeda member who helped send people to Afghanistan for training in Osama bin Laden's camps. He is also wanted for his alleged role in a foiled conspiracy to bomb the Los Angeles airport around the time of the Millennium celebrations. Earlier, investigators claimed to have found Doa's address book and said it contained information about one of Raisi's friends in the U.S. Today, the Crown prosecution informed the defense that wasn't quite true. The address book was only found in the premises of a place that Doa once used. It may seem a small detail, but it is the kind of development that could cast doubt on the strength of the proposition that two men may have acted in concert to commit terrorist acts. Gareth Pierce is a civil rights attorney who represents Doa. She says the climate of fear created in the wake of September 11th has made it tempting to short-circuit the rights of those who look suspicious.
It is very easy to jettison the rights of suspects of criminal offences. It's even easier if people are the suspects of heinous crimes that everyone hates. Terrorism, child abuse, rape. You can't find anyone who wants those people to have equivalent rights to others. And of course no one speaks up to defend them. Of course, that's the nature of things, and that's the very reason they need the most protection.
Throughout Europe, there is worry about the implications of extradition to the United States with its vigorous use of the death penalty. For his part, defendant Lofty Raisi faces extradition for perjury and would therefore not be subject to capital punishment. Attorney General John Ashcroft seemed to indicate in London this week that suspects would not inevitably face the death penalty even if their charges warranted it, saying each case would be looked at on a case-by-case basis. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.